Our great God, O Lord, your grace is abounding and your mercy is known this very moment, this very day. Lord, I want to sing your praises. I'm so glad you in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to us to show the way from the earth to the cross, my death to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to us to show the way from the earth to the cross, my death to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, love that. Thank you, my Lord Jesus, that because we, the scatterbound family, households and ministries have acknowledged you before men, you also have acknowledged us before your Father in heaven and before his angels. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come, and in your will, your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread, and every little blessing, excuse me, in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and forgiving us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us, and you lead us not into temptation, but has delivered us from the evil one and consecrated us in your truth. Your word, O love, is truth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because we belong to you, Father, love, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. Father, love, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any idle word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father, love, if I have aught against any. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins, and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Excuse me. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him, thanking you, Father Love, that the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But my Lord Jesus has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full till it overflows. So glory, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, Father Love, we receive peace, goodwill toward us, on whom your favor rests. Therefore, hallelujah, 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 for this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him, for today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, bless, restore, Lord, restore. My Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother, my Bridegroom. You are the Lord of the Harvest, the Lord God of Hosts. So I shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy, his hesed love, his tender loving care. Excuse me. Tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost resurrection power, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I arise, go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved Son. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready, and whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon me, and his glory appears over me. Nations will come to my light, and kings to brightness of my dawn. I lift up my eyes and look about me. All assemble and come to me. My sons come from afar, and my daughters are carried on the hip. And then I look and be radiant. My heart throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas are being brought to me. To me, the riches of the nations are coming. Excuse me, Atoloso Mingalata, Atalas, and Dalatokolo here, she said, Minoloso, Atalas Salamatala, she said, Minos, Ulo Solo Malash, Salamatalash. O Lord, my love, you have increased my honor and comfort me once again. I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness. O my God, I will sing praise to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I whom you have redeemed. For your name's sake, O Lord, surprise me again with your love at daybreak, that I may continue to sing for joy and be glad all my days, that I bring you renown, joy, praise, and honor before all nations on earth that hear of all the good things you do for me. And they will be in awe and will tremble at the abundant healing, peace, and prosperity you provide for me and my own. And let all your glory fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord to your glory. Love my Father in Christ Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. For my Maker is my husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and my Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. My victory and honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. I seek the glory that is from the one and only God, love. Whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. I will follow fully. Lead on, Good Shepherd. I will follow fully. So help me, Holy Spirit. The Lord be in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Abba. My Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant. Merci, Jesus. My confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today. My very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life. And Lord, my God, I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God and of all angels, ministering spirit servants sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and us who are to inherit salvation. They hearken to the voice of his word, to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because we belong to you, Father, love, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Father, love, I thank you. For having translated us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries from the dominion, the kingdom of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son you love, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. Thus I know I am accepted in the Beloved. I am my Beloved, and my Beloved is mine. I belong in the Beloved. I thank you, Father, love, that you have made us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, a great nation. And you have blessed us abundantly. And you make our name great, exalted, distinguished. And we have been a blessing, a source of great good to others. And the Lord has blessed, will bless, do good for, benefit those who bless us, and will curse, that is subject to his wrath and judgment, the one who curses, despises, dishonors, has contempt, for us, the Scatterbound family, households and ministries, and in us, all the families, nations of the earth, it will be blessed, for we are the seeds of Abraham. So I wash us, the Scatterbound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories, in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, my love, that you have taken my spouse and I and our children to where you want us to be. Thus, by the blood of Christ and Holy Ghost, resurrection, fire, Bible, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost. We have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. And behold, the glory is here. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. So by the blood of Christ, I curse all the powers of the enemy, all his plans, his strategies against us, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries. Keep out of our gardens of Eden, of delight, of voluptuous living. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic spirits, the demonic strongholds, the demonic strongmen behind those plans, strategies, attacks. Cursed be any symptom, any attack, anything that would harm us in any way, shape, or form. All their powers and ability to still kill and destroy, be paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated for such a time as this. Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves their people against us. And I plead, excuse me. And I plead, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. Lord, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, in our homes, in our streets, and our walls, within our palaces, our lands and territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ, for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this Scatterbound family, our souls and ministries, they hit the bloodline. And by the blood of Christ that clothes us and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the cross of Christ, the Lord our God has set us high above all nations on the earth, and all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us, he has forgiven us all our sins and iniquities, and he made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, kings and priests for our God, and we shall reign on the earth. The Lord beats down before us the enemies that rise up against us. Do they come out against us from but one direction? They flee before us in seven. By the blood of the Lamb, to the thousand generations, I thank you, Father, love that thereafter none of us in this Scatterbound family, households and ministries shall be affected, infected, afflicted by the seed of the serpent, serpent venom, cheap implants, and by the hidden deeds of darkness, by any bad vaccines, And we will enter not into temptations, or trials, or testings. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in each of our ways. That we only seek the glory that comes from God alone. I entrust our lives to you, Lord my God, our just judge and our defender. Lord, you are our lives and the length of our days. Father, love you hold in your hand our breath of life and our ways. Wherever the light touches today, that we each shall be delivered. Let people serve us and nations bow down to us, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We be lords of the earth. Cursed be anyone who would curse us, and blessed those who bless us, this Caravan family, our souls and ministries. Anyone who would come against us, the Lord himself goes before us. The Lord God of hosts is with us always. Who can ever come against the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ? What can withstand the strength of the right hand of God? Who can ever stand before the name of the Lord of the angel armies, whose we are and whom we serve, who never fails us, never leaves us, nor forsakes us? If we are in this world, but not a part of this world. Atoroso tokoro hiashi. Etoroso nungarato koro hiashi. Atarasalameshi. Etaraso tokoro hiashi. Seminus. Onoroso tokoro hiashi. Esoro hiashi. So by the blood of the cross of Christ, individually and all as a whole, we, this Caravan family, households and ministries, shall not suffer injustice by the hands of wicked men and the legislative, the judicial, and court systems of this world. We shall not be brought to trials. We, this Caravan family, households and ministries, shall not get caught in the wiles of the devil because of the wickedness of people. We shall not be affected, infected, afflicted by any evil that they come up with. Amen. So it be, Lord. And we, this Caravan family, households and ministries, shall not encounter the punishment, the wrath of any law enforcement, targeted, stopped, frisked. Our identity shall not be mistaken or stolen, neither any of our possessions and inheritance and harvest. Be falsely accused, incarceration of any prison in or jail cell or anything alike. And we, this Caravan family, households and ministries, shall not be subjected to or be entangled, in the legislative and judicial systems or court systems of this world. And no evil executive order shall be issued against us, this Caravan family, households and ministries. Amen. So it be, Lord. So I thank you, Father, love, that you have wiped every tear from our eyes. There be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order has passed away. For my Lord Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. And he holds the keys of death and hell. And by the blood of the Lamb on our lentils, on our doorposts, and round about our lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, our kingdom, there be a kingdoms. There be no more there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We'll live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. The hail flattens the forest, and the city is leveled completely. How blessed are we, this Caravan family, our souls and ministries, individually and as a whole. sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. Therefore, in our midst, in our possessions, in our lands and territories, not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the heathens and we, his beloved. All of the heathen shall then come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away at God, our Father's appointed time and hour. For we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, we, his ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye. The Lord God has insulated us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, we his ecclesia, lands and territories, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church, but these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be that the church had been called, his ecclesia had been called to glory. The city of heaven means the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about, says the Lord God of hosts. So until then, we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, will continue to think and speak and act and walk and love in the enforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly in Christ, our days being as days of heaven on this earth. We spend our days in prosperity and our years in happiness, for we obey and serve the Lord our God. Praise the Lord. There be peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces for our lives. We, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, our kingdoms are at peace. For the Lord our God has given us rest on every side with long life. The Lord our God satisfies us, showing us his salvation power, the catching away of us, his beloved, into glory to meet the Lord in the air without our seeing the grave. This is our heart's desire, Father Lord. Plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. After supper, my Lord Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes. And I remain in him and he remains in me, believing in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I love in the greater glory. For I was crucified with my Lord Jesus Christ. I died and was buried with him and went to hell in him and was raised to life again with him. the Lord, my God. For I am the church called to glory. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. So I choose purity. I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not that I will not lust. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. So I walk by the Spirit, and I will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So by the power of the Holy Spirit, I put to death the misdeeds of the body, and I will live. So turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word, Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord, my love, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My Lord Jesus, Yeshua, you are my good shepherd. You know me, and I know you. I listen to your voice. You know me, and I follow you. I thank you for having given me eternal life, and I shall never perish. No one can snatch me out of your hand. Your Father, who has given me to you, is greater than all. No one can snatch me out of our Father's hand. You and I and the Father are one. Praise the Lord. Now unto you, Father love, who are able to accomplish far more than all that we could ever ask or imagine, by the power of love at work within us, unto you, Father love, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding, and his mercy endures forever. God is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. For as it is said, you do not muzzle an ox while it is threshing out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his work? We, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries shall stand before kings and not before unknown men. For says the Lord, the Lord our God, I always thank God for you and continuously mention you in my prayers. I remember before our God and Father your works produced by faith. Produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved, love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Thus, you never fail, never fade out or become obsolete or come to an end. For as love is, so also are you in this world. Through you, my beloved, I bring this whole matter to an end, the church age to an end, for your heart has captured my love for humanity. Thank you, Father, love, that it is the Lord our God who has giving us power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has made to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day. And the Lord has thrown open the floodgates of heaven and pouring out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. And the Lord, love, has rebuked the devourer for our sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of our grounds. Nor shall the vine, our children, cast their fruits before time in the field. And all nations call us this Caravan family, households and ministries are blessed, for ours is a delightful a delightful land. We are tithers, we are givers, we are sowers. And God, love, is unwilling to do without a cheerful, joyous, pumped to do it givers whose hearts are in our givings. So I thank you, Father, love, that the Lord walking in the way of righteousness along the path of justice is bestowing wealth on us who love him and making our treasuries full. Thank you, Father, love, that our treasuries are full. For a good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinners eventually find its way into our hands for whom it was laid up. For it is the blessing of the Lord. It makes us truly rich, and it adds no sorrow to it, neither does toiling increase it. And Jesus heals them all. And Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the dumb speak, the deaf hear, lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed are made whole, and the dead are raised to life. For see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For Lord God, love was with him. So is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that he cannot do? The God of the impossible, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord of thunder and lightning, the God of wind and sea, the God of all power, the Almighty God, the everlasting God, the God, our healer, our Jehovah Yireh, our El Shaddai, the God of the harvest is manifesting himself for us this very day. For vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I shall repay. To our enemies, the Lord unleashes fury against them, wrath, indignation, and calamity, a band of destroying angels. He cleared a path for his anger. He did not spare them from death. Praise the Lord. So individually and all as a whole, the Lord has handed their kings over to us, the righteous, and he is wiping out their names from under heaven. No one will be able to stand against us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. We are annihilating them. Praise the Lord. The Lord has vindicated us in his righteousness. The wicked are angry to see this. They gnash their teeth and waste away. The desires of the wicked come to nothing. The Lord has brought us, his beloved, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold, and there is no feeble part in our bodies. There is no feeble part in my body. There is none feeble among us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. For the word for his words are life to us who find them, and health to our whole body. That by his stripes we were healed, by his stripes we are healed, and by the blood of the Lamb we are made whole. And that the works of God be made visible in me. God's Holy Ghost resurrection power is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch me. My God, my daddy, is quickening my mortal body because of his spirit. His everlasting fire dwells in me. My faith has made me whole, says the Lord God of hosts. And the word became flesh and restored, and I am enjoying my restored right leg, right foot, and all my regenerated body parts. And once and again, I can run and dance and walk and continuously declare, Jesus did it again, for we defeat the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, forever will continuously declare, profess that this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For the Lord has restored unto us the years that were taken, stolen from us. And giving us a hundredfold return of all that that we have left for the Lord's namesake and for his gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. The Lord renewing our strength, our youth like that of an eagle's. Our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. Thank you, Father Love, that you have you cleansed our blood with the precious blood of Christ. For the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Thank you, Father Love, that you bless our food and drink and remove all sickness from our midst. Thank you, Father Love, that you protect us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. Thank you, Father Love, that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us and you made us free of misfortune without pain. And you protect us from the coming wrath that is coming on the inhabitants of the earth to test the inhabitants of the earth. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father Lord, that you that no good things have you withheld from us, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries. We, the righteous. Thank you, Lord God of hosts, for protecting us, the oil. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is just. He is our rock. In him, there is no unrighteousness. So here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory. My victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain a discoverable family, households and ministries, lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, our kingdoms. And for Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God in whom we confidently trust and rely on. So I receive that God himself, the God of peace, is sanctifying us through and through, that our whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who called us is faithful, and he will do it. So, Father, love, we are resting in your goodness expressed to us through your faithfulness to your word and to us. For you have exalted your word above all your names, and heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And through your ability to bring your word to pass in our lives, for creation reveals your glory, the sky proclaims the works of your hand, and we are so fearfully and wonderfully made, and through your willingness to do so. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that we who believe will not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, but that through him we might be saved. We who believe are not condemned, but he who does not believe have already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And through your loving kindness toward us, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and while we were small in our eyes, love, God exalted us. And through your being an on-time God, true, our thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are our ways your ways. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are your thoughts above our thoughts, and your ways above our ways. But as the rain comes down from heaven and does not return there till it has watered the whole surface of the ground, so your word that you sent forth will not return to you void, but shall fulfill that which you have sent them to do. As it is said, not let the wise man glory in his wisdom, nor let the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he knows you and knows that you are a God, exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness in this earth in which you are, on this earth in which you are well pleased. So, Father Love, let your glory, reveal your glory in this earth. Reveal your glory in this Carobound family today and forevermore. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord, to your glory, God our Father, in Christ Jesus, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The spoken word, faith released, we believe, we receive. And, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, God of hosts. Jesus Christ is Lord. The battle is the Lord's, because you see, the enemy shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. So he has done it. It is finished. For the beauty of your love, Father Love, I thank thee. And by the Spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes. Amen. Hallelujah. And my beloved, remember, you are always clothed with the precious blood of Christ. And by the everlasting fire who dwells in you, who never leaves you, never fails you, never forsakes you, and who is the fire by night and by day, who is surrounding you, you are always well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. For you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. So whatever the Lord tells you, do it. And he will never tell you to do something that goes against himself, against his word. Amen. And so, oh man, nothing but to love them. You are blessed. Be a blessing, dispensing good to others as the Lord leads you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie.
I love you.
Thank you, honey. Praise the Lord. Atuloso. Mingere tulu yashe. Salamatale yashe. Edasa. Atulobe yashe. Salamandra tuklo yashe. Atuloso lumi yashe. Salamatale yashe. Ere suru mi yashe. Salamindros. Oloso tuklo yashe. Salamatale. Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide. Okay, my love. But I know we are searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You are good father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am, 'cause you're perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Oh, it's love so undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still into love, love, love. You are good father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways.
Excuse me.
You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Oh, Holy Spirit. My mother, my source of grace and truth. In you I breathe, I move, and I have my being, and in you I will forever be. To him who is able to keep me from stumbling and to present me before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, my Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Analato kuroheshe sereminoroso. Manalato hiyeshe matarasa. Maraireto ire. Eleire ala mala ire etolo mala ire ala itu ire engeres lo mala ala leire etolo mala ire ere shuru mala ire ala ma itu lele eso ahi ye Excuse me. Hallelujah.